But we turn now to more evidence that anti-federal sentiment is on the rise in the Southwest. County commissioners in Carbon County, Utah, recently told the BLM to take a hike. They voted on a resolution giving the county planning authority over all lands. The resolution also stated that any attempted law enforcement by federal authorities would be considered an imminent threat to the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens. So why was such a resolution necessary, and how will it affect the citizens of Carbon County? Well, to get those questions answered and more, we join Rex Sacco, who is Director of Public Lands in Carbon County. He drafted the resolution. Rex Sacco, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate being here.
Oh, like a lot of rural counties in the West, the federal government owns a lot of land in Carbon County. Why did you feel the need to assert the county's authority over that land?
What this resolution does is kind of misinterpreted by a lot of people. What the resolution really does is it just defines the jurisdictional authorities.
If federal law enforcement officers are not allowed to use their powers in Carbon County, doesn't that make things less safe? How will county authorities assist people in remote federal lands, for instance?
What it does say is it says that people that are coming in here, agency people from the federal agencies, if they have business to do, they have to, you know, by this resolution, it's our position that they go to the sheriff and they inform the sheriff that they're here.
So if federal law enforcement officers are in the county, is the to check in with the sheriff a courtesy call, or is there more strength to that resolution?
You know, a long time ago, it used to be a courtesy call. People would come in and they would check FBI. You know, I attended FBI Academy. I was a deputy sheriff for a number of years. The FBI, basically by their own policy, is mandated to talk to the sheriff before they do anything within the county.
Mm-hmm. Did the clash between Cliven Bundy and the BLM in Southern Nevada earlier this year inspire this resolution?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that. I guess in retrospect, you could say in some ways it has, because I believe that if there would have been some cooperation and coordination, and this is the basics, you know, reason a lot for this is to create that ability to do that. I think if there would have been that going on between the civil authorities and the federal officials that come in there to execute a federal you know mandate from a federal court, I think that would have went a lot better, probably with a much better outcome.
There's language in this resolution that specifically states that federal law enforcement is a threat to the health and safety of citizens. Are you concerned that such strong language could ultimately lead to violence against federal agents?
I don't think so. I think I can explain exactly where that comes from. When gates are put up on existing roads that is basically in front of areas that has been deemed wilderness study areas by the federal government, and it prevents us from being able to accomplish emergency services in those areas, that is a direct threat to the health, safety, and welfare of the people of this county and anybody that comes into this area hoping to hike and have some good recreational experiences.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, is Carbon County pushing to take control of this land so it can use it for things like mining or grazing?
We support Representative Ivory's motion to transfer the federal lands within the state of Utah into state lands. We do support that action because we believe that the management of the lands are done best at a closer level to the people. And that's a position we've had, and we have many, many things we can show to prove this. You know, when the moratorium went on and the federal government walked out of the parks, it was our governor that allocated the funding to pay the federal people to stay in those parks to keep them open. We have paid most of the money out that has done for species preservation. I mean, I could just go on and on all day about it.
Rex Sacco is the Director of Public Lands in Carbon County, Utah. Mr. Sacco, thank you very much for joining us.
I appreciate the time to talk to you, Dave. Thank you.